Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's program, we recap the 2016 Courtney Walsh Award for Excellence in Sports. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The 2016 winner of the Courtney Walsh Award for Excellence in Sports this year went to a fellow cricketer in the form of former Jamaican cricket team captain Tamar Lambert. Lambert was recognized for his contribution to the sport and his unwavering dedication to serve.
It's been a privilege. Anything that associates with Courtney Walsh is also a privilege. Courtney Walsh have done excellent for himself and for his country and for the Caribbean. So it's nice to know that, you know, to win the Courtney Walsh Award, it's just a good feeling. And to know that, you know, Chase Fund recognize my contribution also, which is also good.
Lambert edged out female cricketer Stefani Taylor and footballer Warren Barrett to win the 2016 award and a cash prize of $500,000. Lambert, an all-rounder, represented Jamaica at the under-15 and under-19 levels and led a career lasting 99 matches that yielded 4,697 runs at an average of 28.12. He took 76 wickets at an average of 25.68 with a best figure of 8 wickets for 42 runs. From 2008 to 2012, he led Jamaica to an unprecedented 5 consecutive triumphs in the regional 4-day championship titles. Lambert also led Jamaica to 2 regional Super 50 titles in 2007 and 2011, plus 2 playoff shields. In the student athlete category, awards went to St. Elizabeth Technical High School's track and field athlete Santania Wright and Kingston College sprinter Javon Matherson. While both students received awards, their schools each received cash grants of $250,000 to implement school projects. Other student nominees were captain of Woolmer's boys under-19 basketball team Travis Brown, Jamaica's number one ranked junior tennis player Kyle Martin, also from Woolmer's boys, track and field all-rounder Aiko Jones of Woolmer's girls, and national junior netballer Suzanne Douglas of the Queens High School. The man for whom the award ceremony is named, Ambassador Courtney Walsh, congratulated all the nominees and encouraged them to keep giving their best.
We are continuously scrutinized and observed and expected to transcend human feelings and transgression both on and off the field in addition to our accomplishments of physical strength and endurance. But then again, this might not be a bad thing as it forces us to be rounded and to also remember certain values and morals which cannot be separated from our athletes' powers.
Walsh also encouraged the student athletes to focus on their goals and continue working hard.
Students, if you are here this evening, it simply means that you are on the right path. I know it's not easy in these times when there are so much negative distractions in your environment to steer you away from your goals.
Billy Heaven, CEO of the Chase Fund, which organizes the event each year, also urged the students to maintain values of discipline and integrity.
The eyes of the world are on you. So I say to all of you, your behavior on and off the field, your interaction with teammates, your discipline, your decorum, your integrity are qualities that will define your career as an athlete and a sports person.
Guest speaker at the awards ceremony, Prime Minister Andrew Holness, congratulated all the shortlisted athletes, noting that their efforts help to maintain the strength of brand Jamaica globally.
Aside from our culture, sports is the next big thing that drives brand Jamaica. I congratulate you and encourage you to firmly grasp all opportunities presented. Be an example to others, mentor them, and let them aspire to also succeed.
The Prime Minister had special words for the student athletes, encouraging them to ensure their work to achieve success with fairness and discipline.
Accomplishments come with patience, focus, integrity, and sacrifice. There are no shortcuts. You can compete and do well, do exceptionally well, without the need to cheat.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.